Utah. He's our regional vice president, top income earner. He knows everything about this business and is a mentor to so many people, is helping so many people become financially free. And we just appreciate so much what he does, and I'm so excited for you to get to hear from him today. Please welcome Mr. Dave Hall.
Okay? All right, wonderful. Well, first of all, I know some of you over the last couple of days have had the privilege of having Mr. Mark Brown doing our presentations, our training. How many of you were at dinner with him last night? Special events. Wonderful. Wonderful. You got to enjoy some great behind-the-scenes information. After dinner, Mr. Brown wasn't feeling real well. And this morning at about 4:30, we took him to the airport to catch an early flight home per his doctor's orders. And this afternoon, he's going to have an outpatient medical procedure done to help correct some of the health challenges that he's been dealing with. But he passed on his great admiration for the people of the state of Utah. What? What? He didn't pass on. He passed on his admiration for the incredible people here. I'm glad you guys are listening better than I am. And how much he loved hanging out with us, and he promises that he'll come back with his wife here in the near future and spend some more time, do some more activities and stuff with us. And so we want to get into the information. We have some incredible training that we're going to be sharing with you today. Some of the leaders here in the state of Utah that have done incredible things are going to share some of their secrets to success with you. And with that all said, I'm going to get right into the information. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Foster for the introduction, the kind words that she gave. I know that she has reached the top level of this company. She's not only had incredible success, but she's helped other people have success in this business. I want to give her applause for hosting us for Business Dreaming today. Thank you. And real quick, I see some new faces out here today, some guests. Somebody probably bribed you to come down here this morning or kidnapped you or something. But I want you to understand that anybody can do this business. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. When I was about 16 years of age, my father was diagnosed with cancer, and he spent the next few years in and out of the hospitals going through radiation and chemotherapy and surgeries to save his life. And during that time, there was no income coming into our home. Consequently, the bills weren't getting paid. Our cars were repossessed in the middle of the night. A sheriff showed up at our house and informed us that we were now technically trespassing on the bank's property and that we had 72 hours to vacate the premises. And my parents had always encouraged me to go to school, get good grades, get a great resume, go out and get a good... You guys have heard that story too. But I looked at my dad, who had major degrees from major universities, even an engineering degree, and I thought to myself, what type of job security did that get you? Can we all agree that being educated is good, but does it guarantee you financial stability? No. Do we all know someone who's, quote, educated in today's society that is struggling to find employment right now? Absolutely. And so I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs. Here's what I found out. When you don't have a high school diploma, you're going to get minimum wage or pretty close to that. And that's where I stayed for many, many years. In fact, years later, at the age of 21, I was at Jiffy Lube. I was making $4.25 an hour. I was the courtesy tech. I was the guy that vacuumed your car mats and checked the air pressure in your tires. And my friends who had stayed in high school were at this point graduating from college. And they were coming in with prestigious career opportunities, and I could tell by the cars that they drove sometimes that they earned more money in a month than I earned annually. I mean, when you're making $4.25 an hour and one of your high school buddies pulls in a BMW or a Mercedes, you just look at it and you go, there's no way in my entire life I could ever drive a car like this. And that's when it hit me. Dave, you screwed up. You have really messed up financially. And that started the search for more money to try to catch up, make up a little bit of that gap. But the only way that I knew how to make more money at that point in my life was to go out and get a second. And some of you might be doing that right now. be working the evenings or the weekends just to try to pay off a couple of those bills. And so I found a pizza delivery place that would let me deliver pizzas. And so I'd work all day at Jiffy Lube. Then I'd go home, shower, change, and try to get that oil smell off of me. And then I'd deliver pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'd do this sometimes 6 days a week. And I was making more money than I'd ever made in my entire life. But yet, I was actually at a worse off place financially than I'd ever been my entire life. And that's when I decided to get married and start a family. And needless to say, it only starts to go downhill from there once you add kids in the equation and the stress, and now you're working 3 jobs. And just, that's where I was when I was introduced to the home-based business industry. Now, the concept sounded really good. Work from home, choose your own hours, choose the people you want to work with, flexible schedules, make money off of helping other people get started. I was like, you know, this all is exactly what I'm looking for. My first company I signed up in, complete disaster. I lost a lot of money. Second company I tried, lost a lot of money. Third company I tried, lost a lot of money. Fourth company I tried, lost over $5,000 trying to get it up and started on a credit card at 20-something percent interest that took me years to pay off. I never made a dime. That's when my wife made me take that oath. Some of you have taken that oath. We will never do another home-based business again. I know that there's people in this room that have taken that oath. And that's when, a few years later, someone showed up at my house. November 29th, 1999. Lady showed up at my house, said, "Dave, I've got something to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested." I figured, that's fair. I can tell you no in 15 minutes. It's a whole lot quicker than the other people that tried to recruit me, okay? So me and my wife, out of respect for this lady, sat down and took a look at what she had. We watched a 15-minute presentation on what we're going to show you this morning. And at the end of that 15 minutes, we looked at each other and thought, this is awesome. We could have used this a ton of times. And we realized on our tight budget, if we could justify fitting this into our finances, other families would feel the same way. So we got the membership right away. But then we found out how much commission the lady made by simply showing us that video. She made more money in 15 minutes than I made for 2 full days at work. And I thought to myself, hold on, how much money did she make? And she told me again. I said, if all you do is go around and hit play on a VCR and you make that much money, I want your job. Because I'm qualified to watch TV. I have proven that over the last few years. I can do that. So we started taking that video around and just showing it to other people part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week. Within a few months, my 5 to 10 hours a week was paying me more than my 60-hour-a-week jobs. So we transitioned, went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, it was paying us over $100,000 a year. Hasn't paid us less than 6 figures a year now for 7 years in a row. Life is dramatically different today than it was just a few short years ago. But it's also very scary to look back on that day, November 29th, 1999, and think to myself, what if on that day I was just too busy to take a look at a 15-minute video? I mean, where would my wife and kids be today if I said, man, I just ain't got time to look at another one of these things? Honestly, I've had good friends dismiss it before they even took a look. Maybe you've encountered some of that too. Or worse than that, what if I had taken a look at it but said, man, it looks good, sounds good, feels good, everything makes sense, but I tried some other companies before, and therefore because they didn't work, this probably won't work. I mean, think about what we would have given up over the last few years if that was my attitude. So even though I appreciate the applause this morning, truth is, the presenter doesn't deserve the applause. It's actually our guests. I mean, we have people that have come down here on a Saturday morning with an open mind and given us 1 hour of their extremely valuable time to see if we might have a fit for them. Let's give the guests the applause they deserve. And so if you're ready, say, I'm ready. All right, here's what we're going to jump into. The things we're going to cover today, first of all, 3 major challenges that we're dealing with in America today, the best solutions for those, opportunity and the timing, and then the action steps that you get to take. Let's start with the first major challenge. People are talking about, I don't have enough time or I don't have enough money. We're a pretty tight-wound, stressed-out society today. In fact, if you run into someone that does have a lot of extra time, that's what we call unemployed. That's not a good place to be either. And I've yet to meet the person that says, Dave, I actually have too much money. Here, take some. Okay? So I think we can all agree that most Americans can relate with both of those issues. The second and third major problems in America today, the identity theft problem. It's now the fastest growing crime in the world, the number one reported crime in America today, and then the broken legal system. We all know that the top 10% can afford attorneys. They don't think twice about using them. The bottom 10% get a public pretender if it's a criminal issue and they meet in certain financial guidelines. But then there's the 80% in the middle class. It's you, the American middle class that built the legal system. Now think about that. Your tax dollars built the courthouse, paid for the judge, the bailiff, the copy machine. Your tax dollars build the legal system every single day. But when you need access to the legal system, it's $200, $300, $400 an hour, and you pay it all up front in the form of a retainer before you get to walk in the front door. And that's why Americans are completely priced out of the legal system. The legal system has turned into a country club for the rich and famous. We're going to show you how we're leveling the playing field in that arena today. Harvard Business School says there's five areas you need to evaluate in any business opportunity. First of all, you need to look at the company. Is it a solid company? Is it going to be here tomorrow? Isn't that amazing? You look at all the companies that a few years ago you thought were solid companies. Fortune 500 companies, and yet today they're holding out their hand and asking for a bailout just to stay in business today. Do you realize 47% of the Forbes 500 companies in 1988 are not even in business today? It's a changing world. The economy is constantly changing. Where's your company? Is it going to be the next Enron? You're going to see some financial statistics on our company here in just a second. The product. Do we have a product that honestly has value? In other words, if we took away the financial opportunity, would you continue to consume the product? I've got a good friend that not too long ago got started in a direct selling company, and they had a juice, and he was so excited about this juice. I mean, it was going to cure everything under the sun, and showed up at my house wanting to tell me all about it. And I let him give his spiel on his juice, and you know, once he was done, I was like, well, that's great. How much is it? And he's like, Dave, it's only $40 a bottle. Okay, you know, $40 a bottle, that ain't that big of a deal. How many do I need a drink? Well, one a week. I'm like, okay, one a week, that's $160 a month. You know, my health is worth $160 a month. I don't mind doing that. But I thought, well, what if my wife wants to be healthy? That's $160 for her too. We're at $320 a month for us to be healthy. And I thought, wait a second, I've got five kids. What if they want to be healthy? You start doing the math, you're going, you know what, your Kool-Aid is an expensive car payment. I don't see a lot of families today being able to afford to drink the Kool-Aid. And I thought, if you walked into Walmart and that juice was sitting on the shelf next to all the other juices, but yours said $40 a bottle, would you pick it up and put it in the cart? I don't think there's a person in this room that would. Well, if you wouldn't, then why do people buy it today? For the business opportunity. Not really for the juice. For the business opportunity. In other words, an excuse to launder money between friends and make money off of them is the only reason they're consuming the product. If you took away the business opportunity, would they consume the product? The answer to that is usually no. And that's a good sign of testing a company on whether or not it's a legitimate company out there. Compensation. Do we pay you enough money that you will pay attention? And you're going to hear from some other people, you know, making incredible incomes here in just a little bit. Again, most of them just started very, very part-time. Then timing. Being in the right place at the right time. Can we all agree that's better than being smart? Am I pretty much living proof of that? Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about the company. Company's been in business now for 37 years, publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We actually began with an automobile accident where the founder of our company was driving down a rural country road. Driver coming the opposite direction crossed the double yellow line and hit him head on. Now, he had prepaid for his automobile insurance that replaced that car. He had prepaid for his health insurance that took care of all of the medical bills. He had prepaid for his life insurance. Thankfully, he did not need to use that. Here's what he wasn't prepared for. The lawsuit that the other driver, who was cited at the scene for being the one that caused the accident, filed against him. He had to spend a year's worth of his income in attorney fees just to prove that he was the innocent person. Do you realize that when you're named as a defendant in a lawsuit in America today, you're limited to two choices? One of them is to run and hide and try to avoid the lawsuit. I can promise you right now, that doesn't work. It becomes very expensive, and you will pay someday for that. The second option is defend yourself. That requires the use of an attorney and a ton of money. That, too, just doesn't seem to work. To spend a year's worth of your income just to prove that you were innocent? If you win that lawsuit, does that mean you get your money back? No, it doesn't. That's why we have a huge litigious society, is because some Americans have figured out that 90% of lawsuits are settled out of court because your attorney will advise you it's actually cheaper just to pay them off than it is to prove you're innocent. So he thought, after winning that lawsuit, there's got to be some type of a service, like all my other insurance products, that I can just prepay a small fee, and when a major catastrophic expense comes up, I'm covered. But there wasn't anything. He saw the need for something, and he started what we know today as prepaid legal services. Now, I'm going to say good things about this company. I'm what they call painted. I mean, if I was paying you over $100,000 a year, would you always say something nice about me? Some of you would do it for $50,000 a month. But Forbes magazine every single year ranks the top 200 best small companies in America. Now, if you were one of the top 200 companies in Utah, you'd be bragging to people about it. But this ain't Utah, this is America. So that's like every state get to nominate four companies from their state, and that's the top 200 in America. That's the kind of credibility we're talking about. A few years ago, we made that list. We were freaking out. We're like, how on earth did Forbes magazine even find Oklahoma? Let alone Ada. Ada, Oklahoma, if you've ever been there. But then the next year we made it again. And the next year again. And the next year again. And the next year again. In fact, now 7 years, Forbes magazine has featured our company as one of the top 200 best small companies in America. Now, normally, when I travel around the United States and people hear that statistic, they're bouncing off the wall, but they've been drinking a lot of coffee at that point. Here in Utah, I love it because I get the reverent nod from everybody. That's pretty cool, Brother Hall. Thank you for that information. That is awesome. Thank you. You guys, kill me with your energy. Some of you do need to drink some coffee this morning, okay? The Money Magazine ranks the top stocks of the 1990s. In the 1980s, none of you who knew Bill Gates was. By the end of the 90s, he was the wealthiest man in the world. Can we all agree that during the 90s, it was probably a good 10-year run for Microsoft? According to Money Magazine, that company came in number 17 for return on investment. But again, this little company in Ada, Oklahoma, that nobody had ever heard of, came in number 13. In other words, you would have made more money buying stock in prepaid legal than in Microsoft, and we all know what happened to Bill Gates. And then Fortune magazine says that we're one of the fastest growing companies in America 2 consecutive years in a row. Why are they all saying this about our company? Up and to the right, gross revenue and sales. I mean, over the last few years, do you know of any other company that can say every quarter has been up and to the right in the profit? I mean, look at the news every single day. This company, record layoffs. This company downsizing. This company going to India. This company going to Mexico. But yet, what's happening to prepaid legal? Record sales, record growth, record profit. In fact, if you opened up the USA Today not too long ago and turned it to the front page of the money section, I apologize that this newspaper isn't big enough for everybody to read, but right here on the front cover, it says companies, investors tend to prosper when founders remain at the helm. And they talk about all the publicly traded companies out there that have had the same CEO for at least 15 years. The number one performing company over the last 15 years, the Apollo Group. They own the University of Phoenix. Most of you should have heard of that company. Number two company, Amazon.com. I think most of you have heard of that company. But you notice right here in the middle, there's Mr. Stonecipher, our CEO. Prepaid legal services stock is up over 4,302% over the last 15 years compared to the Standard & Poor's during that time is up 222%. How are we doing? Not too bad. If you were going to align yourself with a company that determined your future financial income, would a line headed in that direction be important to you? Nobody wants to get involved with the next sinking ship. Can we all agree with that? Okay. Now, I was 28 years old hearing about this company for the first time, and I thought to myself, why would I prepay for an attorney? I've never needed one. My parents have never needed attorneys. My grandparents have never needed attorneys. I thought the only people that needed attorneys were criminals. Then, as I got to know a little bit more about the legal system, I found out that successful people know a lot of attorneys, and they use them all the time. Not because they're criminals, in most cases, but because they understand it makes good financial sense. Everybody stand up real quick. If you've had one of the following legal situations in your family's life, I want you to go ahead and sit back down. Have you ever been overcharged for any type of repair? Home repair, computer repair, appliance repair? Have a seat. Have you ever tried to return a defective product? Have a seat. If you've tried to return a defective spouse, have a seat. Received a traffic ticket. Wow, no traffic tickets? Congrats. Give them a hand. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. That's why there's four ponies hitched outside. Lost a security deposit. You guys all got your security deposits back? Clean freaks. Signed a contract. Goodbye. You can't rent a video Blockbuster without signing a contract today. Purchased a home, wanted to prepare a will. Can we all agree that middle class people have these type of things happen in their life? And yet, do they really consider them legal situations? No. Take something simple like received a traffic ticket. I think most of us have dealt with that at one point in our life. Last time you got a traffic ticket, if you could have had an attorney go to court and vigorously fight to do everything possible to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record and then not send you a bill, would you have used an attorney? Yeah. See, nobody has a problem with using an attorney. What do you have a problem with?
Paying for it.
So if there was a company that eliminated the financial decision that you had to make before using an attorney, would more people use attorneys? Yeah. And I got that too the very first time. Annually, 37 million Americans are hospitalized. Can we all agree that a week in the hospital without health insurance could wipe your family out financially? And yet, during that same 12 months, 100 million court filings? You're almost three times as likely to have a legal situation wipe you out in America than a medical situation. But yet, how much do we value our health insurance? Yeah, don't mess with my benefits. So what do? A prepaid legal membership does for attorney and legal bills. But health insurance has always done for your doctor and hospital bills. For a small monthly fee of $26 or less, members receive a comprehensive legal service plan that provides their family protection of their legal rights, peace of mind, and security. Who's covered by that membership? Legally here in the state of Utah, it's the entire litter. Coming from a family of nine children, we can just say that. We're like Labradors here. You can see everyone that's covered up there. Isn't that amazing? Almost any other insurance product out there. Think about that. Last time you called your automobile insurance agent and said, my boy just turned 16, I need to add him to my insurance policy. What happened to the price of that premium? Goes up a little or a lot. And then you get to use it because he was doing donuts in the church parking lot and hit the bishop's Mercedes. What happens to the price of that premium? Goes up again. And then you add your second child to the policy. Then your third child. You see what starts to happen? Here's what I love about a prepaid legal membership. In 37 years, we've never raised the rate of an existing customer. Not one nickel. The price that you bought your membership at is locked in. That's your price for life. What if you could go back 20 or 30 years and lock in at real estate prices or health insurance prices, gas prices? How comforting is that to know that we actually have a product that keeps and retains its value? So let's jump into what we cover. Our life events legal plan has five separate areas. They're all included in the same membership. Let me start with the very first one, preventive legal. Coming from a Jiffy Lube background, I knew it was cheaper to change the oil than it is to change the engine. Would anybody argue with that? Preventive maintenance makes sense in every walk of life. We practice it in our health. For example, just real quick, how many of you have taken a shower in the last week? Good, most of you. That is awesome. And if you haven't, your neighbor appreciated you not raising your hand on that question. Brushing your teeth, that costs money for toothpaste, toothbrushes, things like that, right? But root canals cost money. How many tubes of toothpaste can you purchase for the price of just one root canal? So can we all agree then that it's actually cheaper to spend money up front and prevent the dental problem than it is to pay for the dental problem afterwards? See, everybody in America has a legal plan. It's either a prepaid one or a postpaid one. And I can tell you right now, the prepaid one is far cheaper than anything else. We realize it's cheaper to keep you out of court than it is to pay for you once you get into court. So we want to do everything out there to give you good legal advice. We give you unlimited phone consultation, any area of law, neighbor issues, consumer issues, landlord issues, tax questions, criminal issues. Doesn't matter what it is. This could be five times a year, five times a month, five times a day. Pick up the phone. Call your attorney. Find out what your legal rights are in any given situation. Once you know what your rights are, you may need an attorney to send a letter or make a phone call on your behalf to resolve that legal situation. In fact, we'd had a legal situation like that happen where we had built a house up in the mountains and we had a fire suppressant system installed in the house. For those of you not aware what that is, that's these little silver heads that stick out of the ceiling here. We figured because our house is up in the mountains, we can't control forest fires or anything else like that. If a fire comes along, the heads will start spraying water on it. You know, you'll have water damage in the room where the fire occurred. But it's a whole lot cheaper to replace water damage in one room than it is to rebuild the entire house. Plus, you think of all the personal artifacts and stuff that you would lose. So, soon after we move in, one of the heads starts leaking right in the middle of our living room. Now, the pipes that run through the attic of the house are pressurized with antifreeze. So they don't freeze, expand, crack, flood your attic, flood your house, and create mold problems and everything else. So now we've got a slight leak of antifreeze right in the middle of our living room. And I'm sure the mothers in the room will agree with me that it doesn't sound right to have your kids playing in a puddle of antifreeze, does it? There's something doesn't sound safe about that. So we called the contractor, asked him to come back and fix the problem. Has anybody else ever had to deal with a contractor after they've been paid? Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about. They join the witness protection plan, they go underground, and you never see them again. I mean, we left dozens of messages trying to get that contractor to come back and fix the problem to no avail. Finally, we realized, why are we letting him do this? We have an attorney on retainer. Why don't we have our attorney take care of this? So we picked up the phone and we used our unlimited phone consultation. We found out what the law said on our side. We said, you know what? I don't think that the contractor understands the problem. He said, you know what, maybe we need to remind him. So he fired off a nasty gram to the Central Sprinkler Company on our behalf. You know what's so cool? Is they send you a copy of that letter so you can read exactly what happened. So 3 days later, there's a copy of that letter, boom, in my inbox to the contractor, letting him know, here's the problem that we've had. Immediately, our phone's ringing. Mr. Hall, we're so sorry about the misunderstanding. How soon can we get a service technician out there to fix the problem? He came out right away, fixed the head that was defective. But now we've got another problem because that antifreeze has been dripping on my carpet. Caused the carpet to discolor about the size of a silver dollar, one shade lighter than the rest of the room. But now they're dealing with Mr. Hall, who's crazy, who will call attorneys on things like this. So like, you know what, Mr. Hall, this is our fault for not getting out here quicker. We're just going to pay to have your entire living room recarpeted. And they cut me a check for $2,928.17 to recarpet the entire living room. So me and my wife went down to Walmart and we bought a $5 rug and we put it over the top of that stain and we put the rest of the money in the bank. I don't know about you guys, but I ain't ripping out brand new carpet over a stain that big in my brand new house. I don't think anybody else in this room would do that either. Let me ask you, at $26 a month, how long do I need to stay a member to break even on almost $3,000? That one circumstance got me. Long time. I'm not even going to try to do the math. Let me ask you a different question. At $400 an hour, how many of you would pick up the phone and call an attorney over a stain on your carpet that big? See, and that's why I never thought I had legal situations growing up as a kid. Because nobody was going to jail over a stain on your carpet. Why would you call an attorney over something like that? If you're middle class in America, isn't it just cheaper to get ripped off a lot of times? Yeah. In fact, if you're middle class in America, you solve that legal situation by putting a bucket in your living room. Right? About every 6 months, you top off the radiator in one of your cars. Call it good. Some of you have no idea what that means. You don't even know what's under your hood, do you? You go to Jiffy Lube too much. All right. We also give you contract and document review. How many of us have signed something we later regretted? And the rest of you, your arms are broken. Everyone has signed something you didn't understand the terms and conditions. Could have been a credit card application, cell phone contract, car leases, real estate purchases, marriage licenses. There's all kinds of things that we get involved with that we later go, oh man, I didn't know this was coming with the package deal. Now you can have your attorney review those documents. Make sure they're in your best interest before you sign those. And then will preparation. One of the first things that me and my wife did when we became members of this service was we had our wills prepared by the law firm. Now I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit that part, that, you know, 28 years old, had a wife and two kids, and I had done absolutely nothing to protect them if something were to happen to me. Do you realize that you all have a will? The state of Utah has a default one for you if you haven't taken the time to prepare your own. Guess who's the benefactor of your will if you didn't prepare it? Yeah, that was hard to figure out. Let me ask you, what's more valuable, your children or your cars? We all say our children. At least you should say your children, because I peeked in the parking lot. It's your children. But 95% of us are paying for automobile insurance. And yet, statistically, about 20% of us have an up-to-date will in place to protect our children, which we say are the most valuable assets we have. See, we've got that car protected. If it's lost, stolen, burns up, destroyed, wrecked, it's going to be taken care of, replaced. Oh, wait, if something happens to me, send the Department of Family Services into my home, take my children, put them in foster homes, and let the court proceedings begin, the tug of wars between all the relatives to try to figure out who should really raise these kids. Isn't that crazy? Let me ask you, we already know the price of the membership, 86 cents a day. If we stopped right here and you knew that you could get a full comprehensive will done for you, about a $600 to $1,000 value, and also one done for your spouse, a $600 to $1,000 value, and then every year you got it updated for the rest of your life as long as you were a member. If we stopped right here and this plan had nothing else to offer, can we agree that you're getting your money's worth? Absolutely. Then the rest of it's for free. Let's show you what you get for free. Moving traffic violation representation. If you get a traffic ticket, fax it into the law firm. The goal of the attorneys is to keep the points, fines, penalties, reduced or dismissed off your driving record. Trial defense services. If you're named as a defendant in a lawsuit, we'll start you out today. If you're a guest, 75 hours in a bank account with your name on it. At $200 an hour, that's like $15,000. How long would it take you to save up an extra $15,000? For those of you that walk out of here today with your membership, it's already there for you at the law firm. But then every year we add another 65 hours. By your fifth year, you have 335 hours. That's like $100,000 of lawsuit protection in case somebody points their finger at you and says, I'm going to sue you. But then on top of that, IRS audit services. Are the tax laws just a little bit confusing? Could you make an honest mistake, end up in the IRS audit office, being asked questions you really don't even understand, implicate yourself in other legal problems and go downhill from there? Or you could have 50 hours of tax attorney time helping prepare for that audit and go to that audit. And if there's any other legal services that I have not covered up to this point at 100%, we will do all other legal services at a preferred member discount of 25% or greater. And for serious legal situations where you're being stopped, questioned, arrested, or detained by a security or police officer, you have 24-hour emergency access with your attorneys. Now, that's all we did for 31 years was offer an incredible legal plan. We could stop the presentation right now. You've already made up your mind. My family's worth 86 cents a day, or no, they're not. And if they're not, we're not going to argue with you because you know your kids better than we do. If 86 cents is a stretch to cover them, thank you for coming out this morning. But a few years ago, we strapped a rocket to a rocket when we launched the next part of our membership, which is in response to what is now the number one reported crime in America, identity theft. Most people think that identity theft is just a financial problem, a credit card problem, because they've seen the Citibank commercials out there with, you know, the guy talking in the girl's voice and the girl talking in the guy's voice, or, you know, they've seen Todd Davis, the CEO of LifeLock, walking down Times Square saying, "Hi, I'm Todd Davis. Here's my social security number. I'm protected with LifeLock. No one can go get a credit card in my name." Well, Todd didn't tell you that last year over 20 people across the United States were issued driver's licenses in his name. Best I can figure, only one person should have applied for one with that social. But if you're dumb enough to put your social up on Times Square, let the criminals walk by and jot it down, the Department of Motor Vehicles doesn't call Experian to verify that that's the person. If they show up with the information, they're going to get a driver's license. I mean, you got to be pretty stupid to do that, okay? He told you about one area, credit card identity theft. You might have seen the cover of Newsweek magazine a few years ago. Scary new world of identity theft. 40 million hacked credit cards. Are you a victim? Now, this is in 2005. So Newsweek says in 2005 there were 40 million victims of identity theft. Do you realize just last year alone, we had single companies with security breaches of more than double that? Single companies losing more than 80 million people's identities. What was a problem in America that made the front cover of Newsweek 3 years ago? That's just the tip of the iceberg, what's really going on out there. And I can tell you this much. When you're a true victim of identity theft, the last thing you'll be concerned about is your credit cards. Look at things like Social Security identity theft. You might have seen the lady on CNN not too long ago that had over 200 illegal immigrants working under her Social Security number. 200 people that were buying and selling and giving her number out to other relatives that were coming here to America that wanted a job. She owed the IRS over $1 million in back taxes. Could you imagine what that would be like, having the IRS coming after you and hounding and harassing you for $1 million? You would think that somebody, somewhere in the IRS, maybe the legal department, would be able to figure out it's hard to hold down 200 jobs and show up on time for all of them. Somebody, somewhere, would have said, "I think this might be a case of identity theft." No. Here's what they did. They settled with her. He said, "We'll tell you what. We'll just give you a new start. We'll give you a new Social Security number." She'd worked her entire life having her employer taking money out of her paycheck every single Friday for many, many years. And here's what the IRS said. "We're going to give you a new start. But you don't get any of the money that your employer took out of your check for that entire career." Could you imagine if you had worked for 30, 40 years for a company, only to find out that your government stole all that money, and you're getting up there, 55, 65 years of age, you're thinking you're going to have some Social Security benefits coming to you, only to find out that it was your government that said you're not getting any of it? If you are a victim of identity theft, and you got the IRS coming after you for $1 million, could you agree you have more of a legal problem than an identity theft problem? Would access to good attorneys nationwide be very important to you? Will you care about your credit card at that point? Absolutely not. Medical identity theft. You might have seen the cover of Reader's Digest. ID thieves' new target, your medical records. Why on earth would people want to steal your medical information? Have you seen the cost of prescription drugs? Medical procedures? Do you realize under the HIPAA laws they're not allowed to interrogate you at a medical facility? If you don't have any ID on you whatsoever and you're injured in an automobile accident, do they still have to try to save your life? Yeah. They're going to ask you who you are. You don't have to prove it. Just give them some information. What if you happen to give your brother's information, a neighbor's information, a coworker's information, anybody's information other than yours? Again, what if somebody started getting medical benefits under your health insurance and billing your insurance company and it changed your medical file, and one day you're in an automobile accident, you're unconscious, you're rushed to the hospital. They can't talk to you because you're unconscious. The first thing that doctor wants to know is, what is this person's medical history? And when they pull your medical file and they see all the fraud that's on there, they're going to think, that's you. Are they going to treat you different as a patient? Could it make a life and death decision for them? Do people die in America because of malpractice? Not because the doctor was unintelligent, but because he was given the wrong information. Yes, it does happen. Would you care about your credit cards if that happened to a loved one? No. Would you want access to a good attorney? Yes, you would. Character and criminal identity theft. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time talking about why criminals create crimes in other people's names. That should be pretty obvious, right? Okay, good. Driver's license identity theft. If you're taking notes, do yourself a favor. Write down this note. Go home today on Google and type in the words fake ID. You will pull up hundreds and hundreds of companies across the world that if you'll simply upload a photo of your face to them, tell them what information you want on it, you can get an authentic driver's license in any state in America. You want a driver's license from Colorado? Upload the photo, say I want this name, I want this address, this information on it. Within 5 days, you'll have a driver's license from the state of Colorado with the security seal, the hologram, and the magnetic strip all built into it. The same software that the DMV uses for making identification cards, people have hacked and recreated over in Malaysia and Jakarta and everywhere else. And they're outside the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. We can't go after them. They're not in our country. We can't arrest them. We can't do anything about it. You can buy fake IDs very, very soon. Talk to most college kids. They'll tell you where to get a fake ID. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's just not. Once you have a fake ID, is there any other form of identity theft up there that you can't do? Very, very simple. Can you take a fake ID, walk into a bank, open up a checking account? Doesn't seem like that big of a deal, does it? What if you start bouncing checks in that person's name? Are they going to end up on the bank's blackballed list and never be allowed to open up a bank account again? Yeah. What if you bounce a check for over $1,000 here in the state of Utah? What's that? Felony. Does somebody now have to get arrested? Yeah. Guess who's going to get arrested? The person whose ID you just assumed. Would access to an attorney be pretty important to you at that point? Yeah. See, isn't that crazy that there's a lot of companies out there that offer, quote, identity theft protection, and all they do is credit card protection. That's all they do. If you all of a sudden get arrested because somebody else has been out there doing crimes in your name, don't call LifeLock. They're going to say, well, that ain't identity theft. That's criminal. That's your fault. You shouldn't have done it. I mean, they're not going to step up to the plate and hire an attorney for you. They're not going to get licensed private investigators to do anything. They got a college kid sitting in a warehouse taking phone calls saying, sorry to hear about that, man. We'll send you out a do-it-yourself repair kit. That's what you get. And yet these companies are selling hundreds of millions of memberships to people all around America because people want protection on their identity. And yet they're really not getting it. They're getting financial identity theft. Let's show you what we do. We have the world's largest risk management company, Kroll Background America. This is the company the Kuwaiti government hired to track down Saddam Hussein's financial network. This is the company that our government hired to do the background checks on people at the airport, the TSA employees. This is the company that is now responsible for the restructuring of Enron and doing all the forensic accounting. I mean, they're the world's largest risk management company. We give you a copy of your credit report so you can see what your identity looks like today. According to Experian, 70% of credit reports today are already compromised and inaccurate. Have things on them that should not be there. Inadequacies. Once you see what your identity looks like, you want it monitored on a daily basis. You want to know if something changes. So we monitor it every single day. If new accounts, derogatories, change of address, public records, liens, anything pops up, you're notified immediately. You simply reply back, yes, that's me, or no, it's not. If it's not you, we assign a licensed private investigator to come in, completely restore your identity to the good name that it was before the problem happened. Now, we do this for an additional $9.95. That covers both the husband and the wife. You add that to our $26 legal plan, we're talking a grand total of $35.95. How are we doing for value? Not too bad. If you're waiting for the catch, here's the catch. There's a $10 processing fee the first month, okay? No contract, month to month. No long-term, no three-year, five-year deal here. Keep it as long as you feel you're getting value. How's that? Where you can actually share something with someone and they go, I don't know if this really works. Then try it. Wow. How many of you would like to know how good your cell phone coverage was before you bought that cell phone? I'd like to try the phone out for a few months. And if it drops a lot of calls, I want to bring it back. I don't want that 3-year. See, cell phone companies don't let you do that. We don't make you sign anything. No contracts. Try it out. My experience has been overwhelmingly the vast majority of people that start to use our service say to themselves, how did I ever live without this? This is so cool. Now that leads us to our business opportunity. I want to separate our business opportunity from our membership. Most of you didn't come down here today because you thought, I need a legal plan. I'm going to go down to Salt Lake Community College and see if they're selling them. Somebody probably told you about some very average people making way above average incomes doing this on a part-time basis or even a full-time basis. Now, I'm a strong believer that everyone in America should have access to their legal rights and protection from those identity thieves out there. I don't think everybody in America should be our business partner, because being our business partner requires two major changes. First major change is you don't have a boss. No one can tell you what to do. No one can tell you what time to be to work, what you're worth, who you have to work with, what holidays or weekends you have to work. None of that. You decide all of it. Now, if you like being told how to live your life, micromanaged, having a manager that's, you know, 20 years younger than you and only getting recognized when things go wrong at work, if you like all that kind of stuff, great. Keep your job. Second thing is, we require financial investment. Financial investment has always been a mere $249. Best investment me and my wife ever made. In fact, we didn't even have the money. We actually had to borrow that money from a relative to get started in this business. And I can tell you right now, if you've ever taken out a loan, the last loan in the world that you want to default on is the one from Bank of Mother-in-Law. Because she will repo your kids' Christmas gifts if you don't pay that back. But I wasn't going to let $1 million opportunity stand in the way of $249. I wasn't going to let that stop me from making this business work. So we borrowed that money. We went out, got started. We were able to pay my mother-in-law back within the first 2 weeks. And as they say, the rest is history. So let's talk about what you get for that $249 investment. You get a mentoring and building kit that is second to none. Everything, literally, franchise in a box. You get a website, you get our communication service, you get marketing tools, DVDs. Plus, you get access to the top leaders in your geographical area that will personally help you and mentor you in this business. I've got friends that sell real estate coaching packages that aren't near as comprehensive, and they're thousands and thousands of dollars for those. And yet, literally, we've got what I call kids in this room that invested a $249 investment, and within their first year to year and a half are making $15,000 a month. Far more money than you could ever imagine if you invested $249 in the stock market today. That $249 would be worth half of that today. So here's how you get paid. We go out, we share the membership with someone. They either say, yes, my family's worth it, or no, they're not. If they say, yes, it's worth it, your commission's $35. Now, for selling a $35 product to get a $35 commission, that's pretty darn good. Most people get really excited about that. Once you've marketed 25 of those, you move up to the associate level. Now you're making $69 every time you go out there and simply share the membership with somebody. Once you market 50 of those, you're up to $138 commission. Now, this is a great way to make a part-time income simply sharing the membership, never recruiting anybody. Do you realize we have people last year in this company that made over $500,000 simply sharing the membership? There's dozens and dozens of people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. They don't recruit anybody. Some people are anti-recruiting, and I'm totally fine if that's you today. Can we show you how to make an incredible income never recruiting anybody? Absolutely, we can. But some of you would like a little leverage in your life. So instead of starting out there and working up the compensation plan, what if you just went out and found one person who wanted to do the business, and we just start you at the $138 level? You can never regress from there. So you find one person who says, I'd like to make more money than I'm making right now. Congratulations. When they buy their membership from you, you made $138 commission. You only put in $249. How many of those do you need to market to make all your money back and be in the black? Two, and you're in profit mode for the rest of your life. So now you go out there and let's say you get four people on your team. So your structure looks a little bit like that. Three people on your front line. One of those three people have one of their own people. Now you're a manager. You're making $172 every time somebody buys a membership from you. Now remember that number. It takes four people to become a manager. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Every time you share this membership, you're getting $172. Go out and help three people become managers. You're now a director making $207. Help one person become a director. You're now eligible to receive $252 every time you simply share this common sense product with a family that says, wow, my family's worth a dollar a day. $252. Do you realize I've got friends today? They'll go to work for 8, 9, 10 hours a day. And after two full days at work, after taxes, FICA, PUCA, and everything else, they don't bring home $250. And yet, I've got other friends in this room today that can sit down on a lunch break, do a real quick, brief tabletop presentation, and make $250 on their lunch break. How many hours do you need to work right now to make an extra $250 at your job? Or simply handing a friend a DVD and saying, go home and watch this 15-minute DVD. Could that be a better option for you? Yeah. I saw that blue column. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get wealthy just sharing this membership. Then they said, well, Dave, that's not the real money. You'll make a lot more money in the red column. See, the red column is the overrides. That's the money that you make when someone on your team goes out and markets a membership. You simply add up the difference between the level you're at and the level of somebody on your team. I'm going to come back to that in a second. I saw that red column. I was like, oh my gosh, my kids are going to get wealthy on the red column. They said, Dave, that's not the real money. See, the real money in this company? That's the green column. That's the residual income that you get for the life of that membership. I sold memberships 9 years ago. I'm still being paid for them today. I haven't talked to some of those families in 9 years. Last night, many of you got to have dinner with Mr. Mark Brown, our guest from Texas. His daily deposits average over $4,000 a day. You know what? 100% of that income is the green column. He's getting paid for the work that he's done over the last 15 years. For 15 years, he's just been slowly sharing this with a few people. And today, the only column that he takes is the residual income as earned money. Could you imagine what life would be like today if someone would have told you about this company 15 years ago and you just did what he did? Wow. Let me give you a hypothetical example how you can do this part-time. This is Ann. Ann's a manager. How many people does it take to become a manager? Four people. Can we all agree that anybody could find four people in America that want to make more money than they're making right now? So Ann goes out and talks to her friend Bob. Bob says, yeah, I need the membership. He buys the membership and he also becomes an associate. Ann's commission is $172 for simply sharing it with Bob. But Bob turns around and says, I've got some friends that want the membership. So he sells the membership to Sue, Joe, and the Johnsons. He gets paid a great commission for selling the membership to them, but Ann gets an override off of Bob's work. She makes $103 on each one of those. You add all of that together, it's $481. But how many people did Ann really talk to? One. Even if you're a really busy person today and you were a manager, could you talk to one person a week? Yeah, nobody's that busy that you couldn't. What would an extra $481 a week start to do for getting your family out of debt? Paying off those credit cards. Paying off that car. Getting your head above water. I mean, I know it's not a lot, but an extra $2,000 a month part-time added to your full-time income can start to make a difference. That's why we have so many people that started part-time, but eventually transitioned and went full-time. Best part is we just let the tools do the work. Remember, we're not looking for salespeople. The lady that showed up at my house 9 years ago had one videotape. Dave, I've got something to show you. It'll take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. That's all it took. The fact of the matter is, it didn't matter who it was that showed up at my door. If anyone in this room would have knocked on my door on that day and said, Dave, I've got something to show you, take 15 minutes, you may or may not be interested, I'd have watched the video. I didn't care about the lady who showed up at my house. I cared about the opportunity. She wasn't a salesperson. The video made sense, and I said, I get it. Today, I'd be on your team. Today, you'd have a significant residual income for sharing that with one person. And yet there are people in this room far more talented than me that are doing 10 times the work that I've done in this business. In the next few years, you're going to see amazing financial success stories from each and every one of them. Best part is we get paid every single day. Go ahead, Deanne. You can clap. To be able to wake up every morning and look in your bank account and see money there that wasn't there when you went to bed, I mean, that's like tooth fairy money. Okay? We don't need to wait till the end of the month for a commission check, 2 weeks till payday. We market a membership. We either put it online or mail it into the company. But once it's processed, within 24 hours, your commission is in your bank account. So if you're strapped for cash right now and you need to make some extra money soon, how awesome is that? Literally, we can have deposits at the very beginning of next week in your bank account. Two major goals that our company has. First of all, create more millionaires than any other company on the face of the earth and protect everyone in North America against identity theft and our legal plans. Those are pretty lofty goals. But let's look at the numbers. We don't have 2008 statistics, so let's go back to 2007. Every 12 days, we are creating a new six-figure income earner. Every 12 days. Another family was saying, I now make over $100,000 a year working from the comfort of my home with this company. How many people at your current place of employment are making a six-figure income? How long do you need to stay there with the raises that you're getting right now until you make a six-figure income? And yet people part-time are doing it from the comfort of their home. And then every 26 days we're creating a new millionaire. How many millionaires currently work at your place of employment? How long do you need to stay there to make $1 million? I did the math on my last place of employment. It only would have taken me 55 years. 55 years, and I'd have been a millionaire. 80-something years old. I said, yeah, I've earned $1 million here. You wouldn't be able, your health would probably be shot. You wouldn't be able to enjoy any money that you did make. And the quality of life for 55 years working in that dump? I mean, and yet, literally, you know, to be able to say, we've earned $1 million in our 30s, earned over $1 million with this company, but yet the best years are still ahead of us. Yeah, absolutely amazing. We also have car allowances up to $500 a month where you can have a car allowance. How many part-time jobs are you aware of that they give you a car allowance? And yet there's a lot of people in this room that get a car allowance because of this. Timing couldn't be better. North America, we're less than 3% market penetration. Prepaid legal concept has been around in Europe since 1907. Over in Europe, 80% of the population in some countries have a prepaid legal membership. Now, if we've got a product that's been beta tested on hundreds of millions of people for 102 years, and now it's finally available here in America, the most sue-happy, litigious society the world has ever known, could it possibly catch on? Possibly. You add up all the attorneys in every country around the world, it doesn't come close to what we have here in America alone. And yet now we're offering affordable access. You open up any phone book in any city in America, and I'll promise you, the thickest section is who? The attorney. So are we making the industry up? No. It's not like this new juice where, you know, woohoo, we found this tribe in the Himalayas and they eat these little berries and they live 150 years and they don't need Viagra and they live... We don't have this story. We're saying this is the thickest section in the phone book, but this commodity has been sold for $200, $300, $400 an hour. We're going to sell you this commodity for $1 a day. What would happen to the businessman that could do that? And we have a track record of 102 years in Europe to back it up. Market penetration here in America alone. The blue states, they're already over 3% market penetration. things have taken off very quickly there. The red states, they're at 1% to 3% market penetration. The gray states, nobody really cares to live in. Health insurance was a similar industry. It took a while to catch on. People didn't understand the concept of prepaying for their medical when it first came out. Imagine being the first health insurance salesman, possibly going door to door, telling people, look, I know you haven't been to the doctor in many years, but I want you to pay me just $100 a month. And then when you do need to go to the doctor, I'm going to have this thing called a copay. And you're going to pay this amount up to this portion, and then we're going to kick in, and then we're going to start to pay a little bit of it. But if you ever use it too much, we're going to drop you. People didn't buy into the concept. Once 2% of Americans had health insurance, within 7 years, 52% of Americans had health insurance. Today, when you go to a job interview, what's the first question you're asking that HR lady? Yeah, tell me about the benefits. And in fact, if your place of employment canceled the benefits, most of the employees would walk. In fact, today, we'll put you in or take you out of the White House, depending on your position on health insurance. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I voted for who you voted for. But it is a fact. The benefits are a very important thing today. Life insurance, did it have its first day in business at some point? Were any of your relatives invited to that meeting with that health, that life insurance company when it was at 2% market penetration and they said, we're going to give you residual income on every person in America that buys life insurance for the rest of your life. Did anyone have a relative at that meeting? What about automobile insurance when it was invented and it came out? Was anybody in that meeting where they invited you and said, for every person that buys automobile insurance, we're going to give you a percentage of their premium every single month for the rest of your life? What about health insurance? When it was invented, did anybody have a grandpa in that room where they said, I know this is new. I know most people don't like it yet, and it's still skeptical. But we're going to pay your family, your kids and your grandkids, residual income for the rest of your life on every single person in America that has health insurance. Were you there? You won't be able to say that about the next column because you were there. You were in the room when it was a 2% market penetration. You were in the room, and you knew that Wall Street said, this company's stock is up 4,302%. You were in the room and you knew that Forbes magazine picked that company as one of the top companies 7 times before Americans knew about it. You were there. You won't be able to tell your story about missing on that opportunity. We've asked a few other people to come up and share a quick success story. If you're one of the people, please come forward and share your success story. Give them a hand while they come up, guys.
My name's Ryan Burns. Before I got started with prepaid legal services, I had just graduated from the University of Utah. I loved my job, but I had a 4-year degree and I was making $13 an hour, so it's not exactly what I had in mind when I graduated. But fortunately, I got started with prepaid legal services, and I'm so grateful because of a system that mentors like Mr. Dave Hall plugged me into. Somebody with no background in any kind of business, I was able to start having success. 4 months in, I was making more money doing this part-time than I was making at my full-time job. And now, when June comes around, I'm shooting to actually get my 6-figure income ring in the last 12 months. In the last 10 months, it's paid me over $80,000. I absolutely love this company.
Hi, my name is Clancy Talbot, and prior to prepaid legal, I managed a pediatric dental office, and I worked about 70 hours a week. I had a very good income, but the problem with that is I have two children, and they had no mother. So I went looking for an opportunity, found prepaid legal, and less than 6 months into the business, I was able to retire from corporate America forever. Because of this opportunity, I was able to take on custody of two of my nephews, one of my nieces, and nobody else in my family was able to do that. They wanted somebody that was a stay-at-home mom, and with this company, I was able to have that title. Two of them recently went back to their mother, and because of this company, I know that if at any time I need to call someone, I know exactly who to call with the credibility and that they have my back. I love prepaid legal.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I also had no life. A few years ago, this information was shared with me, and it's changed my life to where now I do what I want, when I want, with who I want. I absolutely love prepaid legal.
Hi, my name is Aspen Morrow. I'm an executive director out of Idaho. And before Prepaid Legal, I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband was killing himself, literally. 28, high blood pressure, and corporate America was killing him. 2 years ago, I started one day a week staying home with my kids. A year from now, he will be able to quit his job as well.
Hi, my name is Rusty Burns. I work full-time with Troubled Youth up at the Utah Neuropsychiatric Institute, and I work part-time with Prepaid Legal. I most recently used the services when I moved out of my apartment, and I don't know if anyone's lost a security deposit before, but, did you really lose it, or did you know exactly where it was? Well, to make a long story short, with the advice and intervention of the attorneys, I got that check of several hundred dollars back. And as far as the business, it's really nice not to have to worry about a car payment or rent or whatever doing this part-time. And all I have to do to do that is tell people how to solve problems that are keeping them up at night. So I love the service. I love the company.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert, and prior to Prepaid Legal, I was just raising my family, and I have 14 children, and that's actually 9 of my own, and just so you know, David isn't really lying, and I inherited 5 more when I married Jack 17 years ago, but I was just doing the things that every homemaker does, and I realized as I was getting older that I needed to have some income and some retirement, and so we went looking, and I actually did know that it would be a network marketing opportunity. And I had tried a few, but getting into Prepaid Legal, it has provided us that. It has been a wonderful retirement. There isn't a better one. I don't have to worry about a 401k, or I don't have to worry about having to live on Social Security. So, folks, but the greatest blessing is being able to help and bless the lives of other people. That's why I love Prepaid Legal.
That's my favorite part of the presentation, is just hearing from the local average people in your marketplace that have found success in this business. You know, some part-time, some full-time. I mean, I love my mom's story. You know, part-time as a stay-at-home grandma last year, $80,000 working from... How many companies do you know of that would do that? You know? You think about our baby boomer generation out there today that are getting into those retirement years and stuff. And last year their 401ks turned into 201ks. And what they thought was going to get them through the golden years aren't going to get them to the golden years right now. And they want something to supplement that income a little bit, take a little of the sting off. But they don't want to be a greeter at Walmart. There's a waiting list to become a greeter at Walmart. They don't want to be at McDonald's cleaning trays. They want something respectable. Could you imagine anything more respectable than working with a 37-year-old New York Stock Exchange company and helping people get their estate planning done and saving them thousands of dollars, helping them protect their identities? There's so many people out there today that are looking for a way to do something respectable and make some extra money. And we have that answer. We can take it to them, share it with them. So here's what you want to do today. First of all, become a member. If you're a guest today, this isn't anything that you need to, you know, go to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and pray about it. I'm going to give you permission today. Just go ahead, get your membership. Heaven forbid you're one of those people that, you know, want to think about it and you decide to go home and ponder it for a while. You get in your car and you back out of this parking lot and hit me. You're going to wish you had a good attorney, okay? So get your membership today, then become an associate. I mean, a once-in-a-lifetime investment of $249, that's not an annual renewal fee. There's no other trick, hidden fee or requirement to, you know, you have to market 10 sales a day to stay active in our company. Do you realize there are people that went for 21 years without selling a single membership, but their residual income after 20 years of selling nothing was still $309,000 that year? Even though they hadn't sold anything for 21 years, if you stopped working at your current place of employment, 21 years from now, what can you count on getting from them? One day after you leave them, you can count on getting nothing there. Residual income. You're not going to find a better way to get ahead in life. And if you ain't got $249, borrow it from your kids. Okay? I mean, if you're over the age of 18 in America today, the land of greatest opportunity in the world, and you don't have $249 somewhere, if you don't have enough crap to pawn at a pawn shop to come up with $249, can we all agree you should be doing something different? My kids have saved up more money than that, mowing lawns and doing things around the house. If you're an adult today in America and you don't have $249, that's the biggest reason why you need to make some type of a change. And we're here to help you. We're here to help you make that change. That's why you heard these stories. People that were broke, busted, and frustrated, but yet they started part-time. Today, life is dramatically different. So what we're going to do is we're going to take about a 10-minute intermission. What I want you to do is, if you're a guest, circle up with the person that invited you down here today. Get your questions answered. Get your paperwork filled out. In about 10 minutes, we're going to get going again. And we're going to have a little bit of recognition at first, and then we've got some incredible training. If you're one of the people that had a hard time putting your hands together, or you were nodding and bobbing with your eyes closed during the business briefing, there's Mountain Dew in that machine right through that door. I'm going to recommend you tank up on a little bit, because you're going to be rocking and rolling for the second half. We'll see y'all back here in about 10 minutes.